This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States carried out its first evacuation of American citizens and permanent residents from Sudan since war broke out in the capital 2 weeks ago. U.S. officials say unmanned aircraft provided armed overwatch for a bus convoy believed to be carrying out hundreds of Americans over 500 miles or 800 kilometers. Only U.S. citizens and permanent residents were eligible to join Saturday's convoy. A massive fire erupted at an oil depot in Crimea, apparently after being hit by two drones. AP correspondent Karen Shamas tells us more.
A Russian-appointed official in the port city of Sevastopol posted images of the blaze on his Telegram channel. The official said the drones were Ukrainian and that the fire at the city's harbor will be extremely difficult to extinguish. He said four oil tanks burnt down from what he called enemy drones. Another Russian-appointed official said a third drone was shot down from the sky over Crimea, and one more was deactivated through radio-electronic means. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea issued insults to U.S. President Joe Biden and slammed a defense agreement with South Korea. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A powerful sister of North Korea's leader says her country would stage more provocative displays of its military might in response to a new U.S.-South Korean agreement to intensify nuclear deterrence to counter the North's nuclear threat. Kim Yo-jong insists the agreement shows extreme hostility toward Pyongyang. She also lobbed personal insults toward President Biden, who after a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday stated that any North Korean nuclear attack on the U.S. or its allies would result in the end of whatever regime took such action. Norman Hall, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is